Imagine a woman is found dying. She passes away at the hospital, and no one investigates. Apparently, that happens relatively frequently when it comes to migrant deaths, and there's a case you're following, Bob. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so on July 8th, around 6 o'clock in the morning, Border Patrol agents found a woman with a severe head injury at the base of the border wall where Sullivan Park, New Mexico, and Annapolis, Mexico meet. It's a very common crossing area. The Border Patrol agents summoned medical help. The Sullivan Park Fire Department arrived and transported the woman to University Medical Center in El Paso, where unfortunately she passed away shortly after arriving. It's what happened after that that's concerning and probably happens pretty frequently with migrant deaths. This is a woman who essentially died either from a fall or from an assault. We don't know. The suspicion is she fell from the fence, but nobody's investigated. We don't know. So there's been no law enforcement investigation of this at all. We don't know where this woman is from. We don't know who she is. We believe that authorities know who she is, and they're notifying her family. But one of the experts we talked to said that there's essentially a black hole when it comes to migrant deaths along the border. These deaths are often not brought to the public attention. This one was not. Our reporter found out about it through independent means. There are probably hundreds, if not thousands, of migrants every year who die crossing the border, and there's just very little follow-up in many of those deaths.
Moving on to a story you have on how data doesn't necessarily reflect what El Paso police are saying about profiling, racial profiling within that department.
So racial profiling is obviously a huge issue with law enforcement agencies across the country. They've done a better job of at least looking at numbers in recent years, and the El Paso Police Department is no exception. And every year they release a report that basically says the number of black motorists stopped in El Paso, for example, matches their proportion of the population. And so they say we don't have a profiling problem. But when you look more deeply into their data, as reporter Debbie Dathan did for El Paso Matters, you find that issues really start to arise in what are known as consent searches. That's when the police stop you, and they don't have probable cause to get a warrant to search your vehicle, but they may just ask you, hey, do you mind if we search your vehicle? Those are called consent searches, and we found that black motorists in El Paso are twice as likely as white motorists and about 1.5 times as likely as Hispanic motorists to be subject to these consent searches. And consent searches are a very controversial policy among law enforcement. A number of agencies have barred them because it could lead to profiling. But the El Paso Police Department historically has used consent searches at a far higher rate than most law enforcement agencies, although they appear to have been scaling them back in the last 2 years.
I see. And with the time we have left, the numbers have just been skyrocketing in terms of coronavirus in El Paso the last couple of weeks. More recently, I read that patients were having to be diverted, but that it wasn't necessarily a bed or equipment issue as much as a staffing issue. What can you tell us is the latest there?
So we're probably on track to have another 2,000 cases this week. And you're correct. A couple of the hospitals are having to divert traffic because they have a number of nurses who are under quarantine, either because they've tested positive for COVID-19 or exposed to coworkers that were. And so when we look at capacity issues, we often look at the number of beds available, but you have to have the medical professionals to staff those beds to be impactful. So that's a very concerning sign.
But no further shutdowns, according to the governor, is the latest we've heard?
Not so far. I mean, the two big steps they've taken are the statewide mask requirement and then closing bars and limiting dine-in at restaurants. Those steps were taken a few weeks ago, and unfortunately, there's really no evidence to this point that they're impacting the caseloads in El Paso or in the rest of Texas.
All right, Bob, thank you. We'll find all of these stories at elpasomatters.org. Have a great week.
Thanks, Casey.